Empathy in a Box. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Top computer scientists have been discussing what happens when computers finally have as much intelligence and maybe more than human beings.
When we develop, if we develop, these machines that are recursively self-improving and become extraordinarily intelligent very quickly indeed, they may not like us terribly much. They may decide that we are not very important.
This is from a video put out by the Singularity Institute, named for a concept called the singularity, which is that moment when machines have so much brain power that they can actually start evolving all on their own.
Obviously, if there is a way to prepare for this, it behooves us to do it now.
Yes, how do we prepare for the day when you try to unplug the computer only to feel the grip of a much stronger mechanical hand pulling you away? Well, not to worry, my dear listeners. That will never happen. Consider how many people now spend more time with their computers than their human neighbors, whose best friends, in fact, are their machines. The New York Times ran a piece describing a new diagnostic computer which listened to a mother explain that her child had diarrhea and responded with an animated face on the screen which said, "Oh no, sorry to hear that." A physician watching this thought that the programmed empathy was a wonderful invention because, quote, "I have no time for that," unquote. Machines programmed to provide empathy with all the sincerity of the people who answer the phone at the cable company. Except the machines will seem real. Unplug the computer? I'm telling you, it won't even occur to us to unplug the computer. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.